And the kind of four stages that we talk about is M health. And this is going to be really, really big. The reason why it's going to be big is the mobile phone is a piece of technology that you can take absolutely everywhere with you. 10 years ago, when you left the house, you went keys, wallet, you left the house. Now you go keys, wallet, mobile phone. Have you got it with you? You've got to have it, otherwise you feel very lost and almost naked when you, when you leave the house without your mobile phone. Then 10 years from now, what's going to happen is you probably won't need your keys or your wallet. You're just going to have your mobile phone. Because your mobile phone can be your keys and it can be your wallet as well. I've done a few conferences around Europe, and there was this professor in Denmark who didn't have keys for his house. He used his mobile phone just to unlock the house from wherever he goes. And obviously, there's lots of talk about NFC and M-commerce and M-wallets in the press at this moment in time. And you can see it happening in countries like Japan and South Korea, which are often ahead of the curve in mobile payments. So because you carry your mobile phone with you all the time, it means that you can also use it for health-giving applications. It can do things like monitor your heart rate or monitor your pulse. It can provide information in emergency situations. When you don't know what to do, you can look up on your mobile phone and get life-saving information out there. You can also get general first aid as well. Essentially, it's going to be your personal physician that goes absolutely everywhere with you all the time. So we see a lot of trends at Google, and we kind of want to understand why these trends are happening. We became a mobile first company last year, and Eric Schmidt, our CEO, said every single tool, product, or feature we develop, it has to be for mobile first. And the reason why we're making such a big bet on mobile is because of these five trends that we're seeing. The first one is computing power. Essentially, everyone in this audience has lived through something called Moore's Law, where the cost and size of memory is halved every 18 to 24 months. And that might not feel a great deal for people, but to put it into context, if you take a phone like the iPhone today, it costs maybe £500 of this in your pocket. 30 years ago, if you were to make an iPhone, it would be the size of a house and cost $1 billion to make. But because of this massive increase, this exponential increase in technology, it means you can fit it into your pocket very simply and easily with you today. The second one is clever devices. Essentially, these devices can analyze the world around you, they can hear the world around you, and they can tell you what's happening in the world around you as well. And I've got some demonstrations that are going to show this kind of technology in a few minutes. The third one is connectivity. 5 billion phones in the world today. Over 1 billion people connected via the web as well today. And that just shows you how easy it is to connect and speak to anyone at any time. And again, that pace of change has happened very quickly. There's 5 billion phones in the world today. The first billion took about 16 years to sell. The 5 billion took less than a year to sell. So again, you can just show how quickly this kind of technology is. Fourth one is cost. Not so much the cost of the handset itself, but the cost of getting unlimited data packages. If you have to pay for all the data, you're going to be very worried about what you're doing and your consumption is going to be like. If you've got an all-you-can-eat data package, unlimited data plan, then you're just going to be on the internet whenever and wherever you want to, consuming and interacting with brands all the time. And then the fifth one is the cloud. We've talked about the cloud a lot at Google for the last 5 years. And essentially what it means is you take your phone, connect to the cloud, and therefore you can function. One of the applications we developed is something called voice search. Essentially, what it does is it takes your actions that you say into the cloud, analyzes it, and gives you a result. So I just want to give a quick example of how this can work very simply.